Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Berhantu with me, Hafiz Rahman. Thank you so much for listening and making Berhantu your choice of podcast for anything horror. The past couple of episodes, I've been sharing with you stories of things that has happened in Woodlands Checkpoint by an ex-inspector or sergeant. I don't remember. He was an officer for ICA, Fir, who shared with me a couple of urban legends and a couple of incidents that happened to him as well. So on the other side of the island, another checkpoint, which is the Tuas checkpoint, I received this email from this ex-officer who refused to be named, and he said, just address me as Abu. So he said that he has three stories to share about the Tuas checkpoint. And the Tuas checkpoint, for all of you who are unaware, it is built on reclaimed land, you know. And as you know, us Muslims, we believe that jinns, they inhabit the seas, right? The seas is filled with jinns. And all of these stories were from the mid-2010 era, all right? And back then, Gelang Patah was still a quiet place as compared to now. So hence, there were less travelers going in and out by Tuas. The first story is about this lady with the baby at Observation Post 6. Hafiz, you know the entrance towards Tuas departure car? If you notice, there is one observation post on the right. It's before you enter departure car. I know exactly what you're talking about, Abu. Thank you so much. Now you're going to make me feel very weird whenever I drive there. Okay, so anyways, because yeah, whenever I go to KL, I always go take the Tuas route and I will notice that lone observation post, okay? The story is, two cars were going towards departure car. They saw a lady with a white dress carrying a baby near Observation Post 6. The lady did not walk or look around. According to the travelers, the lady stood still at the side of the road and faced down. It was around 12:45 to 1 a.m. So of course the traveler did not stop there. They informed the counter officer, and then the counter officer informed the ops room. And then the ops room, they used their cameras to look for this lady and also inform our counterparts, ATOS, to comb the area to look for this lady in a white dress carrying a baby. So we all didn't think it was a ghost, because for us, it's like it could be a mother who was kicked out from their car due to whatever reasons, you know. So it could be a mother with a baby. So after 10 to 15 minutes scanning through the camera and our ATOS officers combing the area, they found no such individual. So then the ATOS officers went to the exact location that was informed by the travelers. They did not find anything or anyone. Then, one of my watch commanders, okay, Boss Besar, he declared to stop looking for the lady and instructed the officers to involve to return back to the original post. Okay, he said it over the comms line, you know. So whole departure car goes blackout. Okay. Suddenly, it just went blackout. Except for the computers and the counters, everything else was pitch black. And in that zone, only two officers are in the office and one officer is outside mending the counter. So you can imagine how shocked the officer is when the whole zone is in darkness and you're all alone outside. So of course, the ops room started to panic, you know, and then they informed our vendor to put the backup power ASAP. And thank God there weren't any travelers at the point of time, you know, at the counter. So they said that maybe the lady and the baby is a spirit that was angry, that we actually were looking for her. And there's a reason why they couldn't locate this lady. And the power in the whole area just went pitch black. Done. Sorry. Turns out, there was a major accident at Op 6, which is the Observation Post 6 during that period. Apparently, a car lost control and hit that booth. And the driver actually said that he saw something standing in the center of the road. And he avoided hitting that something and ended up crashing that observation post. He said in his report, he saw a female lady in blue rumah kena. He saw a female lady standing in the middle of the lane. So be careful when you're departing via car. This is coming from an officer at Tuas checkpoint. So if you're going via Tuas, but I don't know maybe now it's because now it's always very busy, right? So it's really quiet at Tuas checkpoint. So maybe hantu tu pun dah tak ada lagi dah. Anyway, so that's the first story. The first, I would say, urban legend about Tuas checkpoint. Second is about a family of four at the arrival bus hall. So Tuas punya arrival bus would only get busy on weekends, alright? And this is in the 2010 era. Now, every day is busy. Anyways, when it's a lull period, half of the lights at the arrival bus is switched off and the other half is dim from 11 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. So my story happened on a weekday between 2 to 3 a.m. and I was deployed there. Okay, so there was only two officers on standby. One was manning the auto lane and one is in the counter. So I was in the, I was the auto lane officer, lah, you know. So he said that the spirits at the arrival bus, they like to play with the automatic lanes. It will trigger the alarm at the auto lanes. Sometimes it will trigger as one passenger is inside the lane, and then one passenger will push the flapper or multiple passenger in that lane. Then when there's no passenger at all, I thought it was a glitch. So I will restart the lane. I restarted that lane and try not to be bothered about it. Because I know that sometimes these things want your attention. And you know the metal railings which can be moved? It will make a very loud screech sound when it's been dragged, right? Yep, it happened. I heard it loud and clear. But then again, this is just normal. I ignored it. Shortly after, I overheard over the comms, ops room sent out a message via comms to arrival bus officers, which is me and my friend. So his friend is manning the counter. I'm manning the auto lane. He said, there's a family of four. Astaghfirullahalazim. I'm saying this during Maghrib, There's a family of four loitering at the center of the hall. But the thing is, there was no bus coming in. So how come that family is there? So the ATOS officers and myself, we combed the bus hall tau. From the alighting bay to the baggage scanning and all the way to the exit point. We cannot find any family of four. So I comes back to the ops room. I said, hey, the family is nowhere to be found. And that's when ops room described their appearance. I can remember vividly because I was on comms with them. He said, the ops person said, the father is wearing a white long sleeve shirt and black pants. The mother is wearing a white tudung and white dress. And both of the kids are wearing blue pajamas. So I said, hey. So I asked the ops room, can you see me? And then the ATOS officer, can you see me? And the ATOS officer over the camera. So the ops room said, yes. So then I told them, okay, I check with you. Am I walking and approaching towards the family? So then the ops room replied, you just passed them. Please ask the family behind you which bus they took to come here since there's no more buses. Okay. So I turn around and there's literally Hafiz, no one inside. It's an empty hall. So then the ATOS officer said, hey, like macam ni. There's literally no one, you know? So I comes back, there's no one. So the ops room kept quiet for about 15 seconds. All of a sudden, the ops room replied, okay, please return back to your post and we will switch on all the lights at the bus hall. To cut things short, after work, I asked the ops room officers actually what happened. So they said, after I turned around, all the camera that faced to that family got disconnected. So then they refreshed it and it took only less than 10 seconds. So once the camera is back up, the family is nowhere to be seen. I heard some stories from the pioneer batch at Tuas that they will see this family at arrival bus bay and lighting points. The family would just stand together and keep still. Diorang tak bother anyone. But now, the traffic is jammed 24-7. Even the ghost is scared to come out. Jeng, jeng, jeng. Okay, so that's another creepy story from Abu. And he ended this email with the last story, which I'm going to share with you. So this is about a little girl in the female locker level 2. So this happened to a close friend of mine. Let's just call her Susan. So Susan was pregnant in her second trimester. And she did night shifts like the rest of us. Her encounter with the little girl in her locker room was during her break. So for night shift, you are given about 1.5 to 2 hours of break. And during that period, you can sleep or do whatever you want as long as you don't leave the checkpoint lah. So I can't remember exactly what time was her break. Anyways, at the point of time, Susan said that at the point of time, the lights are all switched off. So only a couple of night lamps were on. And she was lying down on the mattress on the floor and she decided to take a nap. Suddenly, she was awoken when she felt something touching her tummy. Still lying down, she looked towards her tummy. Then nampak anak perempuan lah. She said there's a little girl around the age of 3 to 4 years old touching her tummy. So she was puzzled. And then she was like, who the hell brought their kids to work? Right? And then that too at like in the night shift. So she was puzzled. And then the little girl asked Susan, nak main dengan adik boleh? Can I play with the child inside? So then she screamed as loud as she can to catch the attention of the rest in the locker. So one of the kakak actually switched on the light and rushed towards her. So at this point of time, they said that Susan was really crying, you know. And the kakak used the water from a bottle to wipe Susan's face. And once Susan calmed down, the kakak asked what happened. So after explaining to the kakak brought Susan to the boss office to grant Susan time off for the rest of the day due to the incident. And because of this incident with Susan, inverted commas, after that, all pregnant women in Tuas checkpoint is given a permanent morning shift. No more night shift for them until today. Unless, of course, they request so. So this is a story that happened at Tuas checkpoint that I experienced myself from a friend and from a senior. Thank you so much for reading my story. Thank you so much, Abu, for that story. It's an amazing story. I'm more than happy to share this story with the rest of the listeners. Yeah, so I used to take the bus a lot to go to KL as well, and I know exactly which bus arrival hall you're talking about, or departure hall. So as you are explaining this, all of this is just playing in my head. I must say that it takes a lot of guts too. Okay, there's a woman screaming outside my office. Okay, good night, everyone. Bye-bye.